T-Mobile.
Up here and messy and be good morning for sleeping in.
It's supposed to be raining most of the day up there, I think, and just off and on, you know, a little bit down here.
Personal truck N4ZLK.
Shane, and hopefully everything went smooth for you last night.
Good morning, Shane. Man, you running early today. That's a good thing.
About at least an hour early, and some of the days I worked, I'm almost 2 hours early.
Like I said, hopefully everything went smooth, and you didn't forget to get your trailers, or nobody forgot them.
Light.
Going out of Greenville, so I only had one. I didn't have to build a set last night when I left Greenville, and they got done early, a little earlier than normal, so I got down there early, and everything was just ready, so it worked out pretty well.
Good. Did you get Beth calmed down where she could sleep last night?
Texted her, and I never heard back, so I'm hoping she was asleep.
I know that can be a stressful situation for both of you.
He was coming home, and I called him, and he said he'd do a little walk around the house. So I think that helped.
Around the house?
She heard a digital sound, kind of like a cell phone. And she was letting the dog out last night, and I'm not sure. But anyway, she's close to being a neighbor, so she was thinking somebody was in the woods. I was telling Patrick, Blossman Gas put a cellular antenna transmitter on our tank that lets them know what the level is on the propane tank, and I'm wondering if that's it. Well, last night?
Wish I was still there.
Here, ready to get your day going.
Going home, going to bed. Getting my day going.
Is there anybody else at the house today, right?
And I don't have to work tonight, so I don't have to worry if I don't sleep well. I can get up and go back to bed later on.
You should do. Come home and sleep till about noon, then go ahead and get up and spend the rest of the day up and go to bed at night.
KO4CEM.
Good morning, Andrew. KO4HGX.
You're running late. KN4 TFW.
4 is that LK?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, running a little behind. Just couldn't get out of bed this morning. I just wanted to stay on in.
And a good morning for it.
Oh, it definitely would have been a good morning. Just turn the alarm off and just sleep on through the rain.
Diesel fuel, some of that liquid gold. I'll be back. N4 is that LK?
Only good thing about today is it's hump day.
You got that right.
That's about it right now. It's 60 degrees up here, but still raining.
Did you say it was 60 degrees? Showing 52 in the car. I mean, it's definitely warmer this morning than it was any other time, so I guess that's where the rain's coming from.
Yesterday, they were calling for rain up here at the house all the way through next Tuesday.
Is it colder?
I think it's not colder.
That's true.
Come here and help me shovel the driveway.
All I know is every time I turn around, I see another article about this Arctic blast coming down and everything else.
Supposed to get here.
first thing this morning.
I didn't get any of that.
Said it just seemed like there was a ton of traffic on 85 this morning.
That's fine. On the way home, there was a ton of traffic out. Yesterday, the traffic was slow during the day, but last night, man, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm running a few minutes late, but, I mean, there's so many people, they're weaving in and out of traffic. I don't know what's wrong with people.
It's all that holiday cheer.
Could be. Maybe people are finally getting back to work a little bit more.
Sitting here at the red light here in Lyman.
I missed the first part. What about the red light in Lyman?
I was just sitting there waiting on it to change. And just enjoying the ride this morning and the conversation. Bad for the truck drivers yesterday. They're working on our parking lot. What are they doing to the parking lot? Asphalt is so rough that, I mean, if you're carrying a pallet with a forklift and you got, you know, drums on it, they just bounce all over the place and run the risk of spilling one off and that. So they're making a concrete, a 10-foot wide concrete path all the way around the plant and to various locations so that it'll be smoother for the forklift. Well, the problem is the truck's got to come in from the opposite way, and you'll have to back in or whatever, but then you got right in, like if the truck was backed up to the dock, 15 foot in front of the truck is a dang 10 foot wide ditch about 8 or 10 inches deep. I got a couple of plates there, so you got to like pull over the plate, back up over the plate, hope you don't drop the trailer or the truck off in the hole. Man, what a catastrophe it was yesterday. Like, that don't sound like fun at all. We definitely separated the truck drivers from the wannabe truck drivers yesterday. Over the road drivers that come in, man, their trucks are stretched out pretty good. And then you got, you know, Southeastern and Yellow and UPS, you know, they drive those short tractors. They didn't have much of an issue.
Okay.
And for TFW. Hey, you drink tea. Do you drink it already bagged or you drink loose tea leaves?
With loose leaf tea, we put it in a pot, pour water over it, and, you know, use a little strainer. But I've been buying the PG Tips, which is a British tea, and it comes in a bag. So that's what I do now. And don't tell Patrick because he'll make fun of me.
Where she's starting to drink a little bit of tea, and I just wondered where the heck you buy loose tea leaves, or where's a good place to purchase them at, because it doesn't appear that there's many locally in the store.
And when I was growing up, their Tetley Tea was about the only company that sold loose leaf tea. Of course, there weren't as many varieties as there are now, but nope. Most people don't sell a loose leaf tea. You can special order it, but that's it.
The other guy cut the corner short again and ended up in the ditch the same exact place that the other one did a couple weeks ago.
Over-the-road guys have longer wheelbases. Most of them don't back very often, especially if they only have a few years under them. They just go straight. That's why they struggle with backing so much.
My wife's uncles, a lot of them drove. The one drove for a roadway, and he must have drove 30 years, but, you know, he had a dedicated route, and it was just, he never, ever had to back in 30 years. It was just, you know, pulling a yard and drop and go.
Eastern drivers are the best backers that I see. Go ahead, Patrick.
All right, y'all. I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there, and hopefully we'll talk to you whenever I get off work today. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
I didn't realize you were still in there. I'm sorry about that. N4ZLK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
Andrew, KO4TFW. I think he said he was in the black hole.
Like, anyway.
Want to go over to 6-4 or 285?
285. KN4 TFW QSY.
and 4 ZLK.